your team was superb today, Paul. How on earth have you not won that game?
I don't know. I think a 2-0 down, it was always going to be difficult to get back into the game, but great credit to the players, you know, they just keep going and we play a nice brand of football and we have the belief that we'll get back in the game. But there's a lot goes on in football clubs, not just 11 on the pitch and the subs, it's the fitness lads, the physiotherapy, the recovery sessions, and what you do from Monday to Friday sees your home on a Saturday. And our lads work hard during the week and sometimes you get the rewards.
How big was that sort of character at 2-0 down right before half-time? Sometimes you could see a team fold in that situation, but you came out after half-time even stronger, if anything.
We, you know, in my tenure at the club, we haven't really had that cave in. We've had bad results like every team has. You know, every football club gets beaten. We were 3-0 up at Morecambe last year and got beat 4-3. So it's football. But you've got to have a belief in what you're doing. You've got to have a trust in your players. And I trust our players with Everton, and you know, it doesn't surprise me you got back in the game. If the truth be known, we're disappointed that we haven't won.
Yeah, relentless in the second half. Nearly had 20 corners in the game. I mean, their keeper was man of the match, wasn't he? I mean, how on earth that shot from Klugas didn't go in as well?
Our chairman thinks we're rubbish at corners. Don't tell him we've had 20.
I mean, just when you see a performance like that, I mean, it is encouraging. I mean, you're a team that has been promoted. You face another League One side today. But the way that you've played and adapted and the way that this group is developing still at this level, it's very impressive to see, isn't it?
You've got good players. You know, football clubs are about players. They're not about everyone else. They're about managers and supporters, because every club has them. But when you've got good players, you become a good manager. You know, and that's the important people at the club. Our supporters are fantastic. We took great numbers here tonight. They're a credit to themselves and the club. You know, we've got a good game with Port Vale Saturday. They'll turn out the numbers again. But I've been proud of these group for a bit now, because they never let me down, and even when we get beat, they don't let me down.
Bit of a debate about who was going to take the penalty. I guess when you've got a few goals like Owen Doyle, you're going to win that one, aren't you?
No, Doyle takes the pens. I think, you know, when Armand was magnificent tonight, he's coming on leaps and bounds at the minute, but he's a confident boy and he wants to take penalties, but I think Owen wants to take one or two more.
I wanted to ask you about our man, Andrea, in particular, because, you know, you've said that he's a player who's still growing, that, you know, still is adapting. He's not played in English football for very long. But you just see these little signs, don't you, like we see today, that he really is starting to take to it now.
He's a good lad. See, a lot of the things with footballers today, it's how much they want to be a footballer. And when you see lads who've got that work ethic and desire like Armand does, you want to stay with them for that percentage longer. He does some bad things on a pitch, but so does everyone else. He's growing, he's a young man who's getting more and more experience, and he's getting better, you know, and long may it continue for us.
Obviously, when you're a manager, you want to see players who can have an impact off the bench as well today. Gardner and O'Shea certainly did that for you, didn't they?
The fact that we're lucky, you know, when you get on a good run as a manager, you tend to be overshadowed that some of the lads you might want to play can't get on the pitch, and we've been on a good run lately. You know, we're doing okay, we're chipping away in the league, and we've had a couple of good cup results, and you know, it's difficult to get these lads on the pitch, because when you're winning 1-0, sometimes you don't want to make a change. And Diego's been with us for a long time, and as our supporters know, he scores a lot of important goals, and tonight just goes down as another one of Diego's. Dan Gardner's a tremendously talented boy who's had a stop-start career with us. He's been injured, he's had a groin up, he's had different stuff, and the signs we see in training we saw on the pitch tonight, and I'm sure if Dan can get some more minutes on the pitch, he'll excite our fans a little bit more.
Obviously the draw is very exciting for the fans and for the football club, potentially getting Derby in the next round. I mean, you really want to win this replay now, don't you?
It's not about the next round, it's just about playing football, because, you know, in general, if you look at Sheffield United at the minute, and how fantastically well they're doing in the cups, and when you go to Bramall Lane to see Tottenham, it'll be a great night for them and as a club. And if you're a successful tide, you play a lot of games. So I don't really understand how people moan about fixture backlogs and different stuff, because the games bring revenue into the club. The revenue allows you to bring more players in. So we just look forward to keep playing.
I mean, that is a big thing, is the revenue and potentially getting through to Derby. And in a January transfer window, it can be a big deal for a football club.
I have enough problems with the team. Chris Turner can sort the revenue out, and our chairman, Dave Allen. I'll leave that to them. They're better at me than that.
And Ollie Banks back on the bench today. How close is he? Is he at 100% now?
Yeah, he's getting there. He's lost his confidence a little bit, Ollie. You know, but he'll find that again. You know, good players do have that. They have little dips in form. Ollie's had a little dip, but he's a fantastically talented young man. Getting minutes on the pitch for Ollie's important. We'll do that for him, and we'll see him shine again.
Final word, 1,663 away fans tonight.
Our fans are a credit. They take great support everywhere. We know I always praise them as much as I can, because that's what the least they deserve. They'll travel home tonight. Not so much delighted with the result, but delighted with the performance, because, as I say, supporters clap you off sometimes when you don't win. As long as they see that desire and work ethic, it's the most important thing.